On open ground, do not try to block the enemy's way.
Because the attempt would be futile and would expose the blocking force itself to serious risks. Draw closer together and see that a portion of your own army is not cut off.
On the ground of intersecting highways, join hands with your allies. On serious ground, gather in plunder.
Here, there being no inducement as yet to advance further, and no possibility of retreat, one ought to take measures for a protracted resistance by bringing in provisions from all sides, and keep a close watch on the enemy.
In difficult ground, keep steadily on the march. On hemmed-in ground, resort to stratagem. On desperate ground, fight with all your might.
There is a chance of life, whereas death is certain if you cling to your corner.
Those who were called skillful leaders of old knew how to drive a wedge between the enemy's front and rear to prevent cooperation between his large and small divisions, to hinder the good troops from rescuing the bad, the officers from rallying their men. When the enemy's men were united, they managed to compel them to disorder. When it was to their advantage, they made a forward move. When otherwise, they would remain where they were. If asked how to cope with a great host of the enemy in orderly array and on the point of marching to the attack, I should say, begin by seizing something which your opponent holds dear. Then he will be amenable to your will. Speed is the essence of war. Take advantage of the enemy's unpreparedness. Make your way by unexpected routes and attack unguarded spots. The following are the principles to be observed by an invading force. The further you penetrate into a country, the greater will be the solidarity of your troops, and thus the defenders will not prevail against you. Make forays in fertile country in order to supply your men with food. Carefully study the well-being of your men, and do not overtax them. Concentrate your energy and hoard your strength.
Wang Qian was a famous general whose military genius largely contributed to the success of the first emperor. He had invaded the Chu state, where a universal levy was made to oppose him. But being doubtful of the temper of his troops, he declined all invitations to fight and remained strictly on the defensive. In vain did the Chu general try to force a battle. Day after day, Wang Qian kept inside his walls and would not come out, but devoted his whole time and energy to winning the affection and confidence of his men. He took care that they should be well fed, sharing his own meals with them, provided facilities for bathing, and employed every method of judicious indulgence to weld them into a loyal and homogeneous body. After some time had elapsed, he sent certain persons to find out how the men were amusing themselves. The answer was that they were having contests of weight-throwing and long-jumping. When Wang Qian heard that they were engaged in these athletic pursuits, he knew that their spirits had been strung up to the required pitch, and that they were now ready for fighting. By this time, the Chu army, after repeating their challenge again and again, had marched away eastwards in disgust. The Qin general immediately broke up his camp and followed them, and in the battle that ensued, they were routed with great slaughter. Shortly afterwards, the whole of Chu was conquered, and the king led into captivity.